Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. On a recent program, we looked at some of the advertised wonders of the Internet of Things. Things like cars that talk to one another to warn of traffic jams ahead or to keep track of one another's positions to reduce traffic accidents. Cars that we talk to do almost anything, from listening to the radio to exchanging emails via the web, all while we're in motion. Thermostats that learn our temperature preferences without us ever having to set them. Shirts that monitor our heartbeat and other vital signs and load that information onto our home computers without us ever having to think about it. Televisions, or indeed, almost any appliance that will listen to our voice commands and then execute them without us ever touching the appliance. And on and on. Why, there's even a child's teddy bear called Teddy the Guardian that's described as, quote, the first smart plush toy, end quote. When a little one grabs Teddy's smart paw, the smart bear measures the little one's heart rate, oxygen levels, and body temperature. All of this info goes right to the parent's smartphone, of course, so that the tyke can be monitored minute by minute. Of course, for all these devices to work, they have to be connected to the web. Some have predicted that there'll be 25 billion objects connected to the Internet within the next 5 or 6 years. The Internet of Things, in short, will be coming to a device near all of us in the not-too-distant future, whether we like it or not. Wondrous as the possibilities might be, there is, of course, another side to the glorious promises of the connected Internet of Things. And that other side is that everything is connected, which means that everything is exchanging information, which means that information could be highly personal and is only as safe as the web itself, which is to say, not very safe at all. In January of 2015, the Federal Trade Commission issued a report called, quote, Internet of Things, Privacy and Security in a Connected World, end quote. In it, the FTC offered a list of best practices for manufacturers to follow when they're creating devices that will be part of the Internet of Things. Of course, these are only recommendations, so they have no force of law. In announcing the report, the chair of the FTC, Edith Ramirez, said that, quote, I think it's important to understand how an Internet of Things world changes the landscape. You're now in a world where data is being collected all the time. We're bringing these devices into our homes, into what used to be private sphere, end quote. And she could have added, into our cars. And a lot of people would like to get their hands on that information. Cars are essentially computers on wheels these days, and so-called connected cars are sending and receiving information all the time. BMW is a leader in building connected cars, and recently the Financial Times reported that the head of sales and marketing for BMW has confirmed that advertisers and others have been knocking on BMW's door to get access to the data that's generated by BMW's connected cars. BMW has so far refused, but this kind of effort will become more and more widespread as the Internet of Things grows. And then, of course, there are hackers. Last August, HP Security Research tested a whole passel of smart devices that already exist and that send and receive info. The conclusion, almost all of them are pretty darn insecure, ranging from smart TVs to front door alarms to bathroom scales to thermostats, and the list goes on. In a world in which something over 1,800 electronic records on average are stolen every minute, yes, that's every minute, a person could reasonably be concerned that the data about baby's heart rate or personal medication information or location information of where a car was every minute of every day or how often someone did or did not use a home treadmill or just how many candy bars a week a household purchased, or whatever, could land up in the hands of people who we'd rather not have that information. This is a very big risk, and unfortunately, It's also a substantial possibility. We're already seeing examples of this sort, and they don't all come from hackers. New Jersey Governor and maybe presidential candidate Chris Christie recently released data from Senator Frank Lautenberg's EasyPass toll records to slam him at a hearing on toll increases, pointing out that he used his free EasyPass to go over bridges from New Jersey to New York 284 times in a two-year period, and then asking sarcastically if he was really the senator from New Jersey or was he the senator from New York. Leaving aside the particular political example here, and even the fact that this appears to be a violation of existing New Jersey law, the point is that this kind of data and piles of data of an even more personal nature will soon be available through the Internet of Things. Based on past history, all of it will not be used legally or ethically, and most of it will not even be secure in any serious meaning of the term. So once again, technology has two sides to it. And while it's great to celebrate the wonders and the convenience that new technologies can bring, it makes good sense to understand both sides so that we can make informed choices about what we decide to use or not use in our homes, in our cars, in our lives. We'll do the best we can to take a look at both sides of new technologies and their effects on our everyday lives right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.